Over the past several segments, we have been looking at Hebrew idioms. The common theme throughout these segments is that you can't always take Scripture literally. To take literally what isn't meant to be taken literally ultimately changes the meaning of the Scripture, changing the teaching that is to be conveyed. A Scripture that many people have trouble with is Numbers chapter 12 and verse 8. With him I speak face to face, and clearly, not in riddles. He sees the image of Adonai, so why weren't you afraid to criticize my servant Moses? In the literal sense, the Scripture indicates that Moses spoke to Adonai as if a person was communicating with another person face to face. Yet this would contradict what Adonai said previously. Exodus chapter 33 and verses 19 and 20. He replied, I will cause all my goodness to pass before you, and in your presence I will pronounce the name of Adonai. Moreover, I show favor to whomever I will, and I display mercy to whomever I will. But my face, he continued, you cannot see, because a human being cannot look at me and remain alive. No one can see Adonai face to face and live. Yet Moses spoke to Adonai face to face. How can this be? Only when you focus on the words literally and do not take into account the Jewish understanding is there a problem. So just what is the Jewish understanding behind this apparent contradiction? In its simplest form, when one speaks face to face with someone, they are speaking directly to that person. When we look at Numbers chapter 12, the answer to this contradiction is already there. Verses 6 and 7. He said, listen to what I say. When there is a prophet among you, I, Adonai, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak with him in a dream. But it isn't that way with my servant Moses. He is the only one who is faithful in my entire household. A vision or a dream, an indirect way of communication. This is not face-to-face. This is not directly. It is only complicated and confusing when we refuse to include the cultural context that the Scriptures were written in. You don't have to be Jewish to think Jewish, but you do need an open mind and a teachable spirit to do so. During the month of July, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message, Whatever Happened to the Sabbath, to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.